This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The good news is that we are together. Many of you have spent many holidays with me, and for that I am most pleased and most thankful. Thank you for being here. Again, it's July the 4th, 2016. I'm Doug Steffen, proud to be an American, happy to be able to express myself and be able to say thank you to you and thank you to people who, as the song suggests, the right for us to express ourselves and to be who we are. And much as some of this stuff bothers us, but we keep working at it because there's nothing better than the good old U.S. of A. God bless the USA. 7 after the hour, Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. A 2020 news quiz question. I've done that every hour. We'll do it every hour today so you can answer a question. I'm going to actually ask you, I'm going to find out whether you can pass a U.S. citizens test or not. Have a question pulled directly from the actual test for citizenship. The holiday is full with all kinds of things, going out swimming. Maybe if I have time this hour, I'll give you some of the tips on responsibilities for adults. You know, you may say, oh, Doug, everybody knows that. Well, sadly, a lot of people are fairly disconnected from reality. I think we have that brewing to us every day. Oh, my God. The fact that it's an inconvenient truth when you look through the history of the 4th of July, or most the history of most of our country, the history of holidays and that sort of thing, and find that most of the things we think about the 4th of July are not true, like the 4th of July really wasn't when the Constitution was signed, and there are lots of ancillary things that go with it. And one of the things I chuckled, and Kara and I were talking about this off the air, because I was chuckling. She said, what are you chuckling about? I said, in my mind was the fact that the history, the real history, not only the 4th of July, but basically history, the facts of history versus what becomes lore, are an inconvenient truth. And then I thought that that book, although the phrase did not originate with Al Gore, there's probably few, when you think about the current history of our country, who have been drubbed more, whether fairly or unfairly, than Al Gore. He gets in the neck all the time, and some of it's, I guess, deserved, some of it isn't. Anyway, my question to you at the moment on social media has been about the safety and security of fireworks and whether or not you think the rules and guidelines are fair and whether Massachusetts or your state should allow fireworks to be sold, because it's usually a state decision. I'll tell you one example. One of the reasons I asked this question, it's a story I've told before. Kara has probably not heard this, nor have many of the people who are listening to this program live today, because a lot of you don't listen. You're working, you're not able to, or maybe you listen but you can't participate, and that's why I like to get a lot of listener participation at 888-302-3684 or on Twitter at Good Day Show. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. Anyway, the fire department usually is the arbiter of where the fireworks are held and who disseminate. You know, where do you go? You go to someplace down in Framingham, where I grew up, Framingham, Massachusetts, where I still live. The fire department had the corner on this, and we used to be able to go to a big field. We have a football field called Bowditch Field, and they used to have fireworks down there. And one year, and the fire department's in charge of it. So the fellow who was in charge of buying, procuring, and doing the display on either the 4th of July or the eve of the 4th of July, this guy's name was Calvin. I'm trying to remember his last name. I can see him like it was yesterday. About 15 years or so ago, I remember that he decided when he bought the fireworks for the town, he bought a few extra, and he decided to have a he lived on the shores of a little lake here in Framingham, decided to have a 4th of July party. And because he was a fireman, he was legally entitled to own fireworks and to display them. So he was in charge of the public display, but he decided it was the 3rd of July was the public display. 4th of July, he had a 4th of July picnic at his house. You can tell by the tone of my voice, you know where this is going, right? So this guy has a couple of dozen various forms of firecrackers, and as it gets dusk at his house, he's got about 100 people over at his house for a barbecue. And this is a fireman, remember. He was in charge of the fireworks display and had been for a number of years, I think probably 10 or 12 years in Framingham. So he lights off a firecracker, and it doesn't work. It's a tubular firecracker. So this guy looks down the barrel of the fireworks chamber. And as he looks down the barrel, it goes off and blows his head off. And from that day to this, there has never been another fireworks display in Framingham. And it just goes to show you, even somebody who had been trained, knew how to handle them, supposedly, any 3-year-old would know, you'd think, you don't look down the barrel of a fireworks chamber. But he did, and he lost his life. And therefore, we haven't had a fireworks display in Framingham, as I said, for all these years because of that. And that's, I tell you that because it is so dramatic, but yet it is, it's, what better example can I give you how dangerous these damn things are? All right, so here's what a lot of people have said. I'm reading some of the things that are online about fireworks and whether they should be illegal or available. People have them regardless of whether they're legal or not, and the police seem to do nothing. Okay, somebody in the Cape sent that to me. Let's see. Here's somebody in Denver that says, yes, every year people buy them and do them illegally. Why not just let people have their fun? If they blow off their fingers or burn their house down, then they shouldn't have had them to begin with and probably wouldn't do it again.
Well, that's okay if it only affects them.
Right.
But I think the problem with fireworks is that they can go off, and if people are doing them in neighborhoods, then it affects many more people than just them.
Right. Let's see, Burlington, Iowa, does it matter? People are lighting them off anyway. Let's see here. Yes, let people make their own choices about them. Cigarettes are legal, alcohol is legal. I think more people probably harmed by drunk drivers than those who injure themselves with fireworks. Yeah, I mean, that doesn't, two wrongs don't make a right. Just because drunk drivers are out there, that doesn't mean you compound the thing by having these things available. Let's see here. No, too many idiots would be blowing each other's hands and heads off. It's from New Hampshire. Yes, since everybody here buys them and lights them off anyway, might as well get the tax dollars. Lexington, Kentucky. Nope, they're dangerous. This is, do you have fireworks available or do you think they ought to be? Excuse me. Here's somebody in, where is this person? I got in... I'm not sure where the person is. I'm not important. Didn't sign where he was. No, every year people who don't know how to handle fireworks probably are killed or maimed. Leave the fireworks to the professionals who are properly trained. Enjoy the wonderful displays throughout the state and the country. So, all right. There are lots of displays. There's got to be places that you can go online that show you how, to, you know, depending on what city or what state you live in, how to use these things. And with that comes something that maybe is more important and more a general interest. I'm going to go through a number of things to make sure that your children are safe when they're around the water, the pools. I miss my pool. I have, since last year at this time when I was on my farm where I lived for 38 years, I had a pool, and I used to enjoy it. I don't have a pool in my new house. I think I'll try to rectify that next year because I really do miss it. It's funny how you miss little things like that. All right, safety in the pool, coming up in a moment here on Good Day.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mister. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You are a mighty fortress of self-reliance. Your bike has the power of 1,000 horses. With accident forgiveness and total loss coverage, the two of you are invincible. Like an oatmeal raisin cookie in a bulletproof vest.
Protect your bike with the #1 motorcycle insurer and hit the road with ease. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. #1 in motorcycle insurance from 2014. Millward Brown National Survey data.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
You have questions, we have answers. This is Doing What Works with host Maureen Anderson.
Do you want to look back on your life and realize you barely looked up from your phone? Coach Marshall Goldsmith.
It's very easy to get trapped into this sort of media addiction where we are constantly barraged by triggers to take us away from where we want to go. We all have something called the monkey mind. It's like a monkey swinging through the jungle from vine to vine. The internet, it's amphetamines for the monkey mind. You go online, you're going to look up something that's going to take maybe 5 minutes. 3 hours later, you're still online, and you have no idea why you started in the first place.
Do you have a bad habit you'd like to break? Is there someone at work or in your personal life who's causing you grief? Doing What Works offers help for these and many other life issues every day here on the radio. We have more of Doing What Works online at MaureenAnderson.com.
18 after the hour on Good Day, happy 4th of July. Drowning is the leading cause of death for children under the age of 4, accidental death. Third leading cause of accident-related death among those 19 and younger. There are going to be, sadly enough, 800 to 900 children who will drown this weekend. And that's the way it is. So, if you have a pool, or you go to a pool, or you're out in the ocean, this is something that you take seriously. And this is one of the things I remember when I was a kid, we taught our children, well, nobody taught me how to swim. And as a result, I sort of learned I'm a powerful short-stroke swimmer. I'm not a good distance swimmer at all. Where my grandson is having swimming lessons now. My two children did when they were younger. And so they took to the water, and that's part of the secret. But the parents that I've heard from, that when it comes to drowning, they think that they would hear somebody. You don't hear people drown. They just go under the water. That's it. You're not going to hear a damn thing. It's quick, and it is a horrible way. So make sure you teach your children respect for the water. If they're tired, get them out of the water. They ought to be able to step or jump into the water, not over their heads. Teach them that. Make sure that they know how to tread water for a minute at least, be in that good physical. You know, the problem with a lot of this stuff is that the kids today are so out of shape. Do you know how to do CPR, Kara?
I do, although it's been a few years since I took my last CPR course, so it may have changed. But as you were saying, I think one of the most important things is teaching kids to swim and be comfortable in the water, because
yeah,
one of the reasons kids drown is because they panic.
Yes.
And if they're comfortable and they know how to swim, they won't panic
yep
as easily.
You were a lifeguard, weren't you, for a while?
You'll have more time to get them. Yes, I was.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. Make sure your children are comfortable in the water like anything else. They shouldn't be afraid of the water. They should have respect for the water and enjoy it, but treading water, having strength, exercising, that sort of thing in the water, what a great way. I remember I used to lift weights in the water because it was so much better. The resistance was so much better there. But for heaven's sakes, teach your children how to swim, be comfortable in the water. 21 after the hour, word of the wise, sufficient, hopefully. Happy 4th of July.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
It's Monday, and we have a tradition, a new tradition here, presenting you some new music Monday. So I don't know that we go in any particular order. This is a song called Lake by the Ocean, appropriate for today. Maxwell from the album Black Summer's Night, Lake by the Ocean. I want to hear the lyrics that's trying to figure this out, so why don't you crack it up, Kara, for a second.
Down in the waves that it is, waves like it is. Traps the colors. Why do I live inside of you, baby? Wanna be every part of you. It's just right, it's just. We can be strong, we can wait, we can live for so long. Live in a flame where we'll never burn. No one could ever, ever return. You are the reason I'm on you. Reason to love you. You're the thing I need. Cause it's just you, just us. Nobody but love on trust on us. Nobody now can be.
So how do you like this one?
This stuff is special. You like it?
Yeah, I like it. I mean, he was huge in the late 90s, and he's had an album or two in the 2000s, but this is really kind of his comeback, and he was known for kind of having a smooth voice. I don't know if you know Erykah Badu.
No.
But she's another soul artist, and they were really known for kind of bringing soul back around in the 1990s.
Really? All right, so I'll take it from you then. Next tune, New Music Monday, featuring a song called Sunday Love by Bat for Lashes from the album The Bride. Let's let this establish itself and see what we like about this.
Lashes is, she's her own artist. It's not a band. and she's pretty indie, so you wouldn't hear her on mainstream radio, but she plays a lot of festivals. I think the cool thing about her that you'll like is that she plays a ton of instruments. So she can play piano, guitar, bass, harmonium, drums, keyboards, the list just goes on, which is pretty cool because you don't see, I would say, a lot of artists that you hear on the radio, especially a lot of pop artists, maybe guitar, maybe piano, but not that much.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's cool. Let's see if we got one more that we can identify and work with on New Music Monday. Take It From Me by the Congos. Right away, I know I'm going to like this because I like the name of the group. From the album Egomaniac. I crank this up.
The best thing about this band, you like their name? It's actually it's four brothers in this band, and that's their last name, Congos. What a great last name, right?
Yeah, the Congos. Yeah. And so?
So what? What do you mean? They're from South Africa, which is pretty cool.
Okay.
Four brothers, Johnny, Jesse, Daniel, and Dylan. Congos.
All right, so now we know about the Congos. Maybe that's how they got their name, duh. Take It From Me, another tune on New Music Monday. Happy 4th of July. It's 28 after the hour here. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Is your pet dog looking a little disheveled? If your cat is looking less than cuddly, perhaps a makeover is in order. It's amazing what a good hairstyling, shampoo, conditioning, and blow dry can do. Not only will your pet look and smell a whole lot better, but he or she will feel better too. You know how good you feel after a trip to the salon or spa? Why not do the same for your four-footed best friend? And in addition to the obvious cosmetic reasons for making over your pet, there's another good reason to treat your pet to a makeover, the emotional pick-me-up it offers. Even if your pet is not particularly dirty or unkempt, he or she can benefit from a makeover for purely emotional reasons. Keeping your pet's physical appearance is important not only for cosmetic improvement, but for the emotional reasons as well. Of course, your pet will be happier when annoying hair is removed and he or she feels and smells fresh. But your pet will also feel good knowing that you cared enough to make him or her feel that way. A bath for your dog, a bath for you, you all feel a whole lot better. A day at the spa, come on, it's worth it. Put a smile on your pet's face. Do a makeover. I'm Warren Eckstein.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37mm through the right engine. It was armor-piercing. If it had been high explosive, the airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's American.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My life to being your friend and ally. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the 4th of July, 2016, on the air live, 888-5... No, that's the wrong number. 888-302-3684. I promised that I would ask you in the form of a 2020 news quiz. This isn't really a news quiz question, but it's based on the U.S. citizenship test. So you got 5 minutes to answer this question at 888-302-DOUG. Could you pass the test? This question has been pulled directly from the actual test. The question, House of Representatives has how many voting members? Simple, right? And let's see here. Shall I do just one question, Kara, or two, or three? I've pulled out three different ones. How about we do two together? Because they go together. All right, and then we'll ask another one in the next hour. The House of Representatives has how many voting members? What's that number? How many U.S. senators are voting? 888-302-3684. So how many voting members of the U.S. Senate are there? How many voting members of the House of Representatives? Now, and the key is voting. All right, and it's not a trick. There's no trick to this. There's a number, and the number is used on the Electoral College, that kind of stuff. So if you've got it figured out, you want to win a copy of a book, Life is Good When You Do the Work, help yourself to 888-302-3684. How many voting members are there in the House? How many voting members are there in the Senate? The Revolutionary War and its function in our history. There are a lot of stories. I know being from Boston, you hear all kinds of things. Like on April 19th, we celebrate Patriots Day because it was the day Paul Revere supposedly rode the William Henworth, William Good Doug, the Longfellow's poem about the ride of Paul Revere. Listen, my children, and you shall hear of the midnight ride of Paul Revere. All right, well, anyway, there has been an archaeology project that has unearthed 87,000 different artifacts, including wig curlers and a punch bowl that go back to the American Revolution. City of Philadelphia is redoing part of its main core city, downtown, and they dug up about, three or four hundred toilets. They were a couple of hundred years old. Here's the story behind that story.
Archaeologists made quite the discovery while digging up century-old outhouses in Philadelphia. The Commonwealth Heritage Group unearthed nearly 90,000 artifacts buried inside the vaults of once-used bathrooms and garbage receptacles. Jugs, wig curlers, and beads were among the trove of findings, and many date back to the Revolutionary War. The discovery is all too fitting for historic Philadelphia. Archaeologists started digging up the land in 2014. They were helping prep the area for its next home, the Museum of the American Revolution, which will now include some of these pieces. The museum is set to open in the spring of 2017. Some of the outhouses preserving these pieces for three centuries were just two blocks from Independence Hall, also known as America's birthplace. There, both the U.S. Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution were debated and adopted.
Was that the home of New? Well, I guess it started there, yeah, a little bit. Okay, so be patient, by the way. One of the things you learn from participating, some people who are veterans of the radio wars and who call and participate in programs know you've got to be a little bit patient because as soon as you call, you're not going to get on the air. Just a little word to the wise. Listen, some people get it, some people don't. All right, so we're closing up to 20 before the hour. We'll answer the 2020 News Quiz question about how many voting members are there in the House of Representatives and how many in the Senate. Let us see if we can spend some quality time with Daniel, who's in Alaska. Hi, Daniel. Welcome to Good Day. Happy 4th of July, sir.
Hi.
Hi.
So there's 435 in the House of Representatives and 100 senators.
Yeah. Well, do you remember when you learned that, Daniel?
That was in high school last year.
Last year? So are you in college or are you just finishing high school? Where are you in the totem pole?
I graduated this year, yeah.
So yeah, you're just a recent graduate, like in the last month or so.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. What are you going to do now that you're out of school, now you're out of high school?
I'm working for the summer, but I'm going to go to college this fall.
What are you doing for the summer?
Well, I'm working for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. I'm helping eradicate pike.
To eradicate pike. Why would we want to be eradicating pike? Pike are a fish that do all kinds of damage, right? Aren't they those horrible-looking things with the sharp teeth?
Yeah, they're destroying the salmon runs in Alaska, so we're eradicating them.
How are you eradicating them? How do you get rid of them?
We're putting rodenone in the creek, and it takes the oxygen out of the water, and that way it makes them die because they don't have any oxygen. It kills a lot of other fish, too, but we just have to get the pike out.
Well, that's what I wondered, if you're killing a lot of other things at the same time you're killing them, because that's a very dangerous, that's a very powerful, I was going to say drug, it's a very powerful, it comes as a powder or a liquid, as I remember it, because it's been used on the farm as well to kill things. But you got to wonder where these fish, if you believe in any kind of spiritual beginning of the world and where things come from, why is something like pike developed? Because they are ferocious fish that eat, kill, destroy everything else in the water that's around them. And they're horrible-looking creatures, too.
Yeah, I guess in other places, they can, in other habitats, they can do good with other fish, but just they were illegally introduced here. This isn't their natural habitat, so they're really messing things up.
How did they get introduced up there?
I guess people just brought them, because in other parts of Alaska, they are natural, and I guess the people got them from there and brought them here. I'm down on the Kenai Peninsula, and they brought them down here and dumped them in. Oof. And they got a big problem now.
Mm-hmm. Are you a native of Alaska?
Oh, no. My parents moved up here a couple years before I was born from New Mexico.
Is your father in the oil business?
Yeah.
And that, but how do you like living there? A lot of people wonder about what it's like for a teenager to live in Alaska. What's life like up there for you?
Oh, where I live, I like live in a community of like 15,000 people, so not too bad like that. And I don't know, it's pretty, this summer it's been like in the 70s a lot, and it's nice.
Yeah, but the sun is up most of the time, too. What are you about? Where you are in southern Alaska, you have about 3 hours at this time of year of darkness?
Yeah, about 3 hours of darkness, yeah.
How's that work? Do you like it, or do you have a hard time sleeping with it not becoming regular day and night?
Well, right now I'm on the night shift with Fish and Game, so it's actually nice because I stay up all night, so nice that it's light at night.
No, it's a good summer job. Getting rid of the pike is something. It's too bad. You got to wonder who the Maronis are that threw the pike in the water in the first place. All right, hold on just a second, Daniel. I'm going to send you a nice book that I hope you'll find inspiring called Life is Good When You Do the Work by Maria Trilogy. And we wish you the best for the 4th of July. Keep up the good work. 43 after the hour here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah. Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrizin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home and design experts Aaron and Ben Napier. Wedding season is here. Weddings of all sizes call for smart budgeting. So as you plan the big day, keep this tip in mind.
Thoughtful lighting can create a magical wedding space and bring a whole new look to an area. To help couples stretch their wedding budget, look for lighting and decor options that you can use long after the big day. One popular trend in lighting is to string bulb lights throughout your space that are great for outdoor weddings. Many are weather and wind resistant, making them more reliable and safer than using candles. I find many of my favorite decor items like string lights at wholesale clubs. So when I'm shopping, I prefer to use my Bank America Cash Rewards credit card because I earn 2% cash back at wholesale clubs as well as grocery stores. I also earn 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on all other purchases.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait.
Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Sora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI, too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, Geico has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on Geico.com you can save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The tradition is to deliver television information. This portion of this hour of the Good Day program. Doug Steffo with Kara Schilling. First, I'm going to go through some of the television news. Last night, how many people watched that game that was played at Fort Bragg? The Marlins were considered the road team. The Braves were considered the home team, playing a game that took place at an active military base. This is the newly constructed Fort Bragg Field. This obviously was to honor the military on Independence Eve. And looking at some of the video, very cool, actually, kind of a nice thing to have something new for sure. And there's nothing wrong with that. I think that national pastime.
Well, I think it was very cool. They had 12,500 seats, and it was mostly for military members and their family.
Yeah.
But the cool thing is that after the game, this is just, you know, this was built by the Major League Baseball Association, and it's just going to be donated to Fort Bragg for an activity center for them to use, which is very cool.
Yeah, very nicely done. Nancy Grace is going to leave Headline News. She's been there 12 years. She told her staff that she was leaving because she wants to do other things. I don't know what that means. She was a prosecutor, pretty acerbic. I'm not a fan. I don't see any big reason to be upset about this, whether there's going to be somebody else doing what she's been doing or not. I just found her to be annoying, quite frankly. Matt Damon and Ben Affleck are teaming up to put together a new reality series called The Runner. They are very good friends. They grew up together, stay very close, teaming up with another group of people in this reality series. They have a couple of different reality series that they're doing, various networks. Let's see here. The network is Go90 and AOL.com putting together, I think it starts today as a matter of fact. What happens on the show, The Runner follows one person as he or she travels across the country to complete designated tasks. They get clues along the way. Every competition spans over 30 consecutive days. Contestants are challenged on strength and endurance, intellect, problem solving, memory, those sorts of things. If the runner makes it all across the country without being caught, he or she wins $500,000. If the runner doesn't make it, you don't get anything. The difficult part is outwitting the 5 two-person teams of chasers on the trail hoping to catch the runner. So that's something that starts today on the mobile TV network Go90 and on AOL.com. Something to look for. I think that's a good, that's a cool idea. All right, what's the big story? What's a big show for tonight?
Well, you can see the Boston Pops Fireworks Spectacular tonight at 9 on CBS, or you can just go to Boston and watch it. The Bachelorette and Mistresses are on tonight on ABC, and then the Macy's 4th of July Fireworks Spectacular is on tonight on NBC.
I saw a headline on one of the checkout magazines that this girl's a hussy, the Bachelorette, apparently. Ooh, imagine that. 10 before the hour. As we shoot across the sky.
My name is Jay. I'm 26 years of age, and I just want to thank the makers of the One Old Way protein powder. After having chronic abdominal pain and pressure for months, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. The medical doctor told me there was nothing I could do to treat it other than taking pain and nausea medication. Then I came across an ad for One World Whey on the radio and read the claims that it can help with all types of inflammation. I took the One World Whey protein powder every day for a month, and the chronic pain and pressure sensations went away completely, and I never took the pain or nausea meds. To this day, my intestines are free of pain.
Nature is kind. When we consume foods we're designed to eat, then she gives back health when it was once lost. One World Way consistently supports the body's production of glutathione and overall repair. Glutathione stops inflammation, removes heavy metals, and toxins of all kinds. When inflammation is gone, the body can complete its healing process. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus joins us here with an overview of the top medical stories of the week, including a Zika update. The studies show more challenges here, a bunch of new studies, I think, on Zika. Is that right, Ken?
Well, what's important to us here in Florida is a child has been born in Florida with microcephaly, Doug. This is a condition where babies are born with abnormally shrunken heads and underdeveloped brains. The child's mother was infected in Haiti and came to Florida to deliver the baby. The CDC now recommends that pregnant women or those thinking of becoming pregnant should postpone travel to Zika-affected areas.
Isn't that just common sense? I mean, you've got to, with all the press about this, you got to be stupid.
How many times have I told you, if people use common sense, I'd be home at 3 in the afternoon?
All right, I'm just looking at some of these other studies. Zika's trickier than it appeared at first. Sometimes it can lurk for months in pregnant women and interfere also with their immune system response. This is a sobering study. Zika persists for weeks in pregnant females because they are studying monkeys that they infected with a virus. It almost seems like cruelty. Doesn't it seem like that right here?
Well, that's how they're trying to develop a vaccine.
Yeah, using monkeys. I'm betting that there are a lot of people who don't like that. All right, e-cigarettes. Disgusting. In all kinds of ways, but here's a study that will make you even more disgusted with these things than perhaps you've been already.
Yes, before you think those e-cigarettes are nice and safe, you have to rethink it. This comes out of the medical journal PLOS1 this week. Those electronic cigarettes are perceived, Doug, by many as an effective way to stop smoking, and numerous studies suggest they are significantly less harmful to health than conventional cigarettes. But this new study, however, claims that devices are not without risk. They could raise the risk of oral disease. That's problems in the mouth. The vapor of e-cigarettes, electronic cigarettes, contains toxic compounds and nanoparticles that destroy the outer layer of skin cells in the mouth.
This sounds like one of the people who smoke pipes or cigars. Sounds like the same kind of thing. Yes, but these are being used more by teenagers. Some teenagers begin to smoke by using these e-cigarettes, right?
Right. They think they're safe. They think it's a safe way to stop smoking. They're using a substitute, just something to smoke. But I think these things have their own issues, and I'd really avoid them.
Yeah. You've never smoked, have you?
No.
No. Have you nobody in your family, anybody you know well, smoke and then stop?
Mom and Dad.
Your mother and father both did.
Yes, when I was in elementary school, they both stopped.
Really?
Cold turkey.
Your mother was a nurse, too. I forgot what your father did.
My father was a small businessman. My mother, yes, was a registered nurse, worked till a few years before she died.
Yeah, pretty amazing, even what people know. And they still, you know, I was going to the bank, and there was an ambulance driver standing outside the bank, ambulance driver, lighting up a cigarette. I looked at him, and I thought to myself, what a dummy. I mean, how many people did he carry in his ambulance that have problems because of the fact they smoked? All right, let's fix a problem of your blood flow. Dr. Ken wants to spend about 30 seconds telling you about Super Beats.
This is Nobel Prize winning information. In 1988, nitric oxide was discovered as the signaling molecule in the body, and by 1998, the Nobel Prize was awarded for these efforts. Your body, it's a gas. It needs to continuously make this gas. You need the building blocks. It helps relax the blood vessels. It lets the red blood cells in to deliver oxygen from head to toe. If you don't have enough of the building blocks of nitric oxide, your body won't be functioning properly.
Here's how you get the proper functioning of the body, the blood going to your muscles, your brain, your heart, all over your body. 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beats, yours when you call 800-655-4183. Take Dr. Ken's advice. Get on the Super Beats program, 800-655-4183. Yes, life is worth living when you use Super Beats. 800-655-4183.
Geico applauds your inner journey seeker.
Geico gives a hearty pat on the back to the part of you that just wants to get out and ride your motorcycle, to take to the open road, and let the wind and bugs fly your way. In fact, bring on the bugs. They can't stop your quest for highway enlightenment. Geico insures not only your car, but also that fine-looking bike of yours, with a custom-tailored policy and the best rates for you. So next time you suit up for adventure, make sure to take Geico along for the ride.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
The Movie Man. 6 second DVD review starts now.
Like The Cabin in the Woods, Green Room is a down and dirty, tension-filled, ultra-violent killer thriller. My man!
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.